Good morning, everyone. It is an honor to join you today to celebrate the opening of our public transit concourse here at the Couture. My name is Rick Barrett. I am the CEO of Barrett Lowe. Our team focuses on transformational projects, those that will create new neighborhoods, change the landscape of the community, and shape city skylines. As a Milwaukee guy, the crown jewel for me is where we all stand today. The Couture. The Couture story is one of resilience and the power of public-private partnerships. In 2014, the partnership with Milwaukee County, our team altered plans for a purely residential development on this site to include a transit concourse that could accommodate Milwaukee County buses and ensure the county could take advantage of federal funds earmarked for transit purposes. Later, our partnership expanded further, and the vision grew to include this L line, the lakefront loop, for the HOP. Because our local leaders at the city and the county have such a strong collaborative vision for our community and truly embraced this bold project, we stand here a full decade later at the ceremonial opening of this transit concourse. Ultimately, this multimodal transportation hub will serve countless visitors annually, directing them to area retail, downtown businesses, nearby attractions, and public lakefront pathways. The first residents will be moving into the Couture this month, and as of today, the transit concourse is in full service. The Couture would not have been possible without the support and cooperation of the City of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, and investments by federal and national entities. Milwaukee County has played a critical role in this project, having partnered with us through the sale of the land and the incorporation of MCTS's bus rapid transit system into what is the heart of this building. In addition to this important role of the county, the City of Milwaukee also shares in our success today. Partnering with the city allowed us to secure TIF financing to support public infrastructure on this site, including the incorporation of transit systems, public plazas, and parks. This is now coming to fruition with 25% of the total building space and 97% of the ground level of this building for public use. Good things take time. Extraordinary things take longer. Today, I want to thank all of our partners for making this extraordinary a reality. It is now my privilege to introduce County Executive David Crowley.
Thank you so much, Rick Barrett. Now, when I envision the future of Milwaukee County, I'm reminded of how far we've come along our lakefront, which have undergone a major transformation in recent years. And it's why it's so great to be here on the lakefront at the Couture, the largest residential tower in the entire state of Wisconsin. That's something we should be proud of. As Rick mentioned, Milwaukee County, we've been a proud partner with the Couture development team, and this project really represents a major transit-oriented development opportunity on a former county-owned site along a beautiful lakefront. Where we're standing currently used to stand Milwaukee County's downtown transit system, and now it's the home to a brand new multimodal transit concourse that represents the future of regional connectivity in Milwaukee and southeastern Wisconsin. And before I continue, let's please show our appreciation to Senator Tammy Baldwin, Congresswoman Gwen Moore, and our federal partners for bringing federal funding home to Milwaukee County that made this project a reality. Thank you. Now in June, operations will begin here at the Transit Concourse for Milwaukee County's Bus Rapid Transit Line, or better known as our Connect One. And soon enough, folks will have the option to take that Connect One line from the lakefront all the way to the Milwaukee Regional Medical Center in Wauwatosa. Riders will also have the Hop Streetcar as an option to move from the Couture throughout downtown Milwaukee. And I have to say thank you to Mayor Cavalier Johnson and the entire City of Milwaukee team for their partnership throughout this process as well. But while riders are in this area, they'll be, Now, while riders who are in this area, they'll have an opportunity to enjoy everything that we have to offer right around our lakefront. And this really includes all of our festivals, our museums, our parks, our restaurants, and so much more that we have in this community. Because this is what transit development, transit-oriented development is all about. It's about creating family-supporting jobs. It's about helping businesses succeed in boosting poverty values and fostering connectivity and vibrant neighborhoods. This is a very unique transit-oriented development because this deals with collaboration between private partners, multiple federal agencies, and local units of government. But this will also be one of the very few multimodal transit concourses inside a mixed-use development in our entire country, certainly one of its kind in the state of Wisconsin. But also as a master, as a son of a master electrician, I have to say that I'm ecstatic that the Couture project is a 100% union-backed project. Because we all know, thank you. We all know that our workforce is second to none in this country. And so I want to take a moment to show some love for many of the construction unions, our tradesmen and women, all of our brothers and sisters in organized labor who are continuing not only to build this project, but build up all the projects across Milwaukee, and we say thank you. But if you've heard me speak before, you've heard me speak to the vision of Milwaukee County, that by achieving racial equity, we can become the healthiest county in the state of Wisconsin. But in order to accomplish that, we need safe, reliable public transit options. We're envisioning the next step of public transit right here within Milwaukee County through a second bus rapid transit line that will operate along 27th Street, going all the way south as far as Oak Creek to as far north as Glendale. And while we're working with federal partners like Senator Baldwin to fund this project, we're not wasting any time when it comes down to reinvesting into our transit system. Our current budget allocated an additional $17 million to help Milwaukee County Transit System not only sustain, but enhance their transit services and their operations. And at the same time, we're going to continue to invest in ADA-compliant bus pads. We're purchasing new clean diesel buses for our fleet, and we're deploying the largest investments in county's history to address transit security. And as your county executive, I want you all to know that we are going to continue to advocate for additional investments in public transportation so we can increase our transit options, but more importantly, increase our connectivity all throughout Milwaukee County. And so with that, I have the honor and pleasure of introducing my partner in collaboration, and that is our City of Milwaukee Mayor, Mayor Cavalier Johnson.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, please join me in giving a round of applause for my partner, my friend, somebody that I work with on a daily basis to improve the lives of people who live right here in our community, our county executive, David Crowley. What an incredible, incredible day, a day of celebration here in Milwaukee as we add an additional amenity right here in the heart of our city. And there are so many people to recognize and praise for the opening of the L line right here on our lakefront in Milwaukee. I'm so excited about it. That's the team at the Couture, Rick Barrett, and everybody that helped to build this magnificent building that's here. Our team at the City of Milwaukee's Department of Public Works, I want to give a shout out as well. I saw him here. That's the former commissioner of the City Department of City Development, Rocky Marcou. Please give him a round of applause. Thank you, Rocky. Of course, I just mentioned you heard from our county executive and the great team over at Milwaukee County, as well as at the Milwaukee County Transit System. It's important to recognize the people who will use this new facility. Think about the business people. Think about the festival goers. Think about the residents who will all take advantage of this incredible destination that we now have in Milwaukee. Think about the young people who will convince their parents to bring them on the hop, the lakefront line, and the remarkable playground that we have down at the festival grounds. With both streetcar as well as bus service here, the couture destination adds connectivity and it adds transit options for residents and visitors alike. The goal is more transportation choices. It's taking shape all across the city as we add more bikeways and improve the ability for people to get around the way that they want to, whether that's behind the wheel, whether that's on the bus, whether it's on the streetcar, whether it's on a scooter, whether it's on a bike, whether you're walking, whether you're pushing a stroller, it doesn't really matter. And I want everyone in Milwaukee to have good options for getting around. We've got some really big ambitions, as you know, in Milwaukee. It's more visitors and it's more residents. And to reach those goals we've set, transportation choices are critically important. Somebody just told me a little bit ago, where transit goes, money flows. Where transit goes, money flows. So we want to continue to build up our community here. That's one reason why we're celebrating here today. The Hop, presented by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino, it's a great ride. It makes sense for downtown, encouraging development, encouraging growth, and new activity. The popularity of the Hop is leading lots of folks to think, where should we expand the streetcar to next? Where should we send the streetcar next? And I know there are a lot of people across Milwaukee who want to see this service in a neighborhood near them. And so we'll continue to work to make that happen. I want to congratulate everybody that was involved in making today happen, and with this incredible, incredible public amenity, with this incredible transit concourse, with this incredible new building, the Couture, I can guarantee you that things in Milwaukee are looking up. And with that, it's my honor to introduce Federal Transit Administration Regional Administrator Kelly Brookins. Kelly, the floor is yours.
Good morning. It's so exciting to be here. I'm Kelly Brookins. I'm the Regional Administrator for the Federal Transit Administration, and I'm very proud to say that we are financial partners with Milwaukee. It's exciting times. Today we celebrate another Milwaukee public transit project. This beautiful transit concourse is at the center of the Department of Transportation and FTA's mission to deliver the world's leading transportation system, serving the American people and economy through safe, efficient, sustainable, and equitable movement of people and improving America's communities through public transportation. And we take great pride in that mission. The FTA is embarking upon 60 years since its inception. And I can't imagine a better place to be than right here as we celebrate not only our past successes with the Milwaukee BRT, the Milwaukee streetcar, and certainly our current and future successes with this beautiful transit concourse. This is an example of the public transit facility that is truly built for the future. We're excited that this project is integral in our global vision of transforming public transit in America. There is such vibrancy in this community, and that has evolved over the most recent years due to public transportation in this area. So as has been stated before, where public transit is, people come. And we're so excited to always serve as a part of that. So certainly the BRT converging here with the streetcar as well as this beautiful transit center, they are not representative of just exciting transit projects, but also highlights how communities across the country are creating housing, recreational, commercial opportunities around bus and rail stops. The federal investment in these projects, the BRT, the streetcar, and the transit concourse is in excess of $110 million, and we're very excited about that. This financial commitment demonstrates our commitment to supporting public transportation to help foster partnerships and communities that support the development of housing around transit, leads to more equitable communities. We think about dense and walkable mixed-use development near transit. It attracts people and it adds to lively, connected communities. So what I'll say is transit-oriented development shows how transit serves as a lifeline to jobs, opportunities, and to improve communities and people's lives. So it's with great excitement that I continue to say that the success of transit systems in urban neighborhoods is critical to the economic health and sustainable growth of America's communities. And I'm so pleased to be able to be here, stand here from the beginning and now seeing this beautiful concourse built and in operation. Thank you. And it's my honor to introduce our partner, Ms. Donna Brown Martin.
Well, good morning. It's exciting to be standing here with you all today in this beautiful transit concourse. Everyone here has made an enormous impact towards advancing multimodal transit in Milwaukee County. By a show of hands, how many of you have enjoyed the premium service on the Wisconsin's first bus rapid transit line, the Connect One?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, me too. I especially love how it stops right in front of my office. I'm here today to tell you that the future of public transit throughout Milwaukee County is strong. Here's what I mean. The Connect One BRT service is an efficient people mover along the busiest east-west corridor in the county. It features beautiful and unique glass shelters loaded with technology. We worked hard to get bus-only lanes to keep our buses moving so that passengers can reliably arrive at their destinations. In less than a year, it has become one of the highest ridership routes in the MCTS transit network, boasting an average weekly ridership of 3,400 rides. Key to the high ridership are high-profile businesses, academic institutions, medical facilities, and leisure activities along and near the route, including 9 colleges and universities, 8 high schools, nearly 50,000 residents, over 110,000 jobs, 200 businesses with 100 or more employees, 8 medical facilities, more than 25 hotels, and countless attractions, including the Milwaukee County Zoo, Pfizer Forum, the Milwaukee Art Museum, and Summerfest. The last two are just steps from where we are right now. Now let me back up just a teeny bit and share a bit about how we paved the way for the first BRT in the state. First, it took a grand vision to look years down the road at how a BRT would improve the corridor. At that time, we said that this project was expected to spark economic development and improve the quality of transit by reducing congestion and enhance safety through the area. And this first BRT has truly set the stage for future bus rapid transit corridors like Connect 2, which is already moving forward. Along the way, it took a lot of cooperation and coordination between the architect of Couture, Rinka, and the lead Couture builder, Findorf, and the developer, Barrett Lowe, along with our architects at Alum, Gardner Commercial Builders, my team at MCDOT and MCTS, and many elected officials and leaders from the state, county, and the city, along with the excellent guidance from our partners at FTA and more. We're grateful to be part of this grand project and see it come to fruition. And now I'll give you a sneak peek into the future. The Connect One service through this convenient transit concourse is scheduled to start June 2nd. and we're thrilled to announce that in order to support the busy summer festival and tourism season, we're adding extra buses on Saturdays through August 24th to match our weekday service where buses arrive every 10 minutes. And that's great news for riders heading to Summerfest. To Summerfest, the Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival, and the Air and Water Show, and more. I'll wrap up by saying that we're thrilled to bring the Connect One BRT to its new eastern terminus to serve downtown communities, businesses, the lakefront, and all the exciting events nearby. Public transit moves Milwaukee County. Public transit is essential, and we'll see you on the bus. My apologies. City of Milwaukee District Alderman Bob Bauman.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is certainly a joyous occasion for me. I was around on the council back in 2014 when this concept was hatched. And at the time, we were debating the merits of fixed guideway transit, the streetcar in downtown Milwaukee. There was pushback, to say the least. And when this project came forward, and I remember very vividly being ushered into Mr. Barrett's conference room, and all these very large renderings were set up on easels. And of course, the architecture of this building was magnificent. And then the integration of a transit concourse into the ground floor of the building was truly a novel idea. And to be honest, the public attitude changed almost on a dime. Literally, the lakefront line was the missing piece of the puzzle that brought a substantial percentage of the corporate community and downtown business community to the realization that, oh, well, this actually, maybe this makes sense. Maybe this type of circulation system, fixed guideway, so it's permanent, so it's not movable, so developers can depend on its presence for the indefinite future. Yeah, all right, now we get it. The lakefront, the Discovery World Museum, Michael Cudahy, the late Michael Cudahy, bless his heart, basically did a 180-degree turn on the merits of the streetcar, from being a skeptic to being an ardent supporter, so much of a supporter that he personally appeared at zoning committee meetings to endorse the concept in his 90s. So I applaud Rick Barrett. I applaud the city leadership at the time, both then and now. I applaud the county leadership that saw the opportunity to revitalize a very valuable site, highly visible site that had fallen into, shall we say, somewhat underutilized, to say the least, to turn this into a large residential development that's paying a lot of property taxes and that provided the tax base that enabled us to cover the local share of the Tiger Grant, which we were very generously received from the Federal Transit Administration to fund the Lakefront Line. So my hope and goal is that the Lakefront Line be extended west of this location and north of that location to Fiserv Forum. And it will all be called the Lakefront Line. So I have the honor of introducing the CEO of the Metropolitan Association of Commerce, Dale Koyenga, who I hope and trust will become a strong partner in fixed guideway transit with the city and the county.
Well, it's a pleasure to represent the Milwaukee business community here today. And you know what the business community loves? Is the business community loves business books, and especially business books on leadership. And one of those leaders in that thought space is a gentleman named Jim Collins. And one of his books is called Built to Last. And in that book, he introduced an idea that has been a buzzword for a decade now, and that is the concept of a BHAG. What's a BHAG? It's the big, hairy, audacious goal. And so I want to thank the leaders behind me that for many years had that big, hairy, audacious goal and made that happen. So in no particular order, we have a mayor who said, I want a million person city. That's a BHAG. That's putting itself out there. And so the business community is grateful for that type of vision and leadership, and we're grateful for your leadership on this project. The other direction there. It's really hard for me to see everybody down that low, sorry. So appreciate your leadership and congratulations. Our county exec, now I'll go this direction. Our county exec, his BHAG, is he took over a county that still had an infamous pension issue, They had a shared revenue issue. He had incredible challenges before him. And when you look about supporting a transit system requires a solvent government. And our leader, the county exec here, has taken that bull by the horns in a bipartisan way and solved those issues. And so we're very grateful for County Exec David Crowley and your accomplishments on that. Percent of the population are non-entrepreneurs or not business people. I can tell you the concept of taking out big loans and taking on big risk is not an easy one. But when you do it, you change lives, you create opportunities for people swinging hammers and drilling drills and driving buses. And all up and down that supply chain of people doing jobs and literally changing skylines. So I want to thank Rick Barrett for the risk that you took and the investment you made in our city and representing many business people here who are very, very bullish and believe in Milwaukee's future by putting your money where your mouth is and that vision. So congratulations to Rick Barrett. And Alderman Bob Bauman. He has been, if you follow Milwaukee News for decades, you know this has been a vision of his for many, many years. So I want to thank Alderman Bob Bauman on having other directors again. You took my seat. But I want to congratulate you on your vision becoming reality. Congratulations on you that. And last but not least is I want to welcome up Gerald Kirscher, the City of Milwaukee Commissioner of Public Works, to finish it off.
Good morning. What an exciting day. I'm Gerald Kruschke. I'm the Commissioner of Public Works for the City of Milwaukee. I'm excited to be here today for this open of the Couture Transit Concourse. This is a beautiful new concourse. We will provide streetcar service directly to Milwaukee's lakefront. The concourse is transformative. It's a resource for public transit in the area, and we are thrilled to partner with Milwaukee County Transit and share this space with MCTS. Barrett Lowe's vision for residential apartments and a public transit concourse is first of its kind in Milwaukee, and proof that public transit is not the past, but instead the future. The extension is 0.75 miles, but the L line route is nearly 2 miles. It incorporates 5 existing stations along the M line, which include 3 new stops, Michigan and Jackson, Clybourne and Jefferson, and of course the lakefront where we're standing right now. The L-Line riders will be able to transfer between the M-Line and L-Lines at any of the 5 overlapping stops. This extension was funded in large part by a federal Tiger grant awarded to the City of Milwaukee, and I wanted to thank the FTA for that grant funding. In 2023, HOP ridership saw a 33% increase from the previous year. We've already seen growth in 2024, and now with the L-Line opening, we know this is shaping up to be a milestone year. This line is a tremendous asset to our riders, providing safe, free, convenient access to Milwaukee's lakefront right in time for a busy, exciting summer season. Riders can access more of Milwaukee's most visited destinations, such as the Festival Grounds, Discovery World, Veterans Park, the Milwaukee Art Museum, and so much more. There's so many people I'd like to thank that helped this day possible. And I'd like to thank some of my predecessors, former DPW commissioners, Ghassan Korban, Jeff Kalinske, and all their hard work to get the streetcar going in Milwaukee. I'd also like to thank former streetcar manager Dave Windsor, former DCD commissioner Rocky Marcoux, and assistant city attorney Mary Shanning for all their efforts prior to me coming in this position and making this day happen. I'd also like to acknowledge our colleagues at the Department of City Development, Commissioner Lafayette Crump, Deputy Commissioner Vanessa Koster, Lori Letzka, Dan Casanova, and all their support and effort to make this day happen as well. Thank you, guys. I'd also like to thank our City of Milwaukee Common Council for backing the streetcar and the HOP, and especially Alderman Bob Bauman, who's been the streetcar's greatest champion. Thank you. And last but not least, I certainly don't want to forget the best mayor in the country, Mayor Cavalier Johnson, for not only his leadership and working to advance the HOP and public transit, but his full vision to grow and advance the City of Milwaukee. At this time, I'd like to invite all the speakers up for a photo in front of the HOP. And let's do a ribbon cutting.